It's 6 o'clock in the islands. Welcome to Bridging the Gap. My name is Nicholas Yee, or Nick Yee, or DJ Mr. Nick, or just Mr. Nick, or whatever. Hi, good evening. Tonight's show is going to be a return to our regular eclectic programming for the show. We're going to start it off with some straight-ahead jazz, some new stuff from John Benjamin, some new soul, and then in the second hour, we'll have an interview with Hector Flores from the band Las Cafeteras, who is performing tomorrow at the Hawaii Theater, and then we're just going to blow it out with a whole lot of Latin music. I'm live here in the station. Any questions, comments, don't hesitate to give me a call at 808-792-8241. But for now, sit back, relax, have a sip of that drink, and we'll be right back after the news.
It's 6:06 in the islands on HPR2, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We're Bridging the Gap with Nicholas Yee.
Thanks, Noe. Starting it off with a little bit of Jeremy Steig. Song is called Howlin' for Judy.
Thank you.
you're familiar with the Beastie Boys, you might know that one. From a song called Sure Shot. Off his album Legwork, it's Jeremy Steig, a song called Howlin' for Judy. Up next, some Lee Morgan. A song called The Sidewinder off the title track off the Sidewinder album. If you're just tuning in, my name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on Member Supported of A Public Radio. The set list can be found up on our website here at the station at hpr2.org by going to the music drop-down menu and just strolling right down to Bridging the Gap. You'll find it there. Any questions, comments, you can reach me live here on the station at 808-792-8241.
Thank you.
Well, that sucks. Well, hey, it's live radio. You're listening to Lee Morgan, a very skippy, somewhat remixed version of the Sidewinder from Lee Morgan. Junk. Anyway, if you're just tuning in, my name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from locally owned Ruby Tuesday Hawaii, now serving breakfast from 8 to 11 a.m. in Kapolei, Mililani, Moanalua Center, and Windward Mall. RubyTuesdayHawaii.com. Up next, I have something a little different for you. It's, and I didn't know about this. I wouldn't have known about this if NPR did not report on it. And a big, once again, hand to NPR News, or NPR Music, in fact, for reporting on things that either are silly or funny and, you know, not just completely serious all the time. I'm going to play you a track from H. John Benjamin. It's from his H. John Benjamin Jazz Daredevil project. And if you're not familiar with this guy, if you ever watch the cartoons, either Bob's Burgers or Archer, he's the voice of the two main characters. He's got a very droll kind of thing. And he recorded a jazz album with some stellar musicians behind him. And in all honesty, he can't play piano. He's never been trained, and he just thought he'd just kind of improv, and he paid these musicians off, and you're going to hear the product of that. And it's put out there kind of as a joke, but it's also kind of sparks the debate. What is jazz? Can it be atonal and completely improv? Do you have to be good to play it? Is it good music, or is it just funny or whatnot? Anyway, hope this sparks some conversation. I hope I don't get a flurry of angry emails from you. If you like, but either way, let me know if you liked it or hate it. DJMrNick@gmail.com is my email. And anyway, here we go. The album is called I Should Have Learn to Play the Piano. Anyway, this is John Benjamin Jazz Daredevil with I Can't Play Piano, Part 3. We'll be right back. once again, H. John Benjamin and Company with I Can't Play Piano Part 3 off his I Should Have Learned to Play the Piano CD. Up next, new music from Ron Davis and Pocket Symphonica. Song is called Presto. You're listening to the Rhythm Future Quartet with their take on Summertime mixed into Billie Jean. Up next, local band here in the H&L, group called the Pacific Harp Project. They played here at the Atherton Studio, and they are just, well, incredible. This is a song called Sonatine, which kicks off their CD. Harp mixed into jazz. Purely hypnotic. From here, we're going to go into a little bit of modern tango. My name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. 792-8241. Any questions or comments? Set lists can be found at hpr2.org by going to the show grid and finding Bridging the Gap. And any questions, comments, djmrnick@gmail.com is my email. Yeah. This one takes a second to get going, but it is so, so, so worth it. Thank you. Behind me, you're listening to Gotan Project. The song is called Santa Maria off their La Revancha del Tango album. Before this, Pacific Heart Project, a song called Sonatine off their debut. Their website is pacificharpproject.com and their CD is available there by just going to the menu. If you're just tuning in, my name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio.
Santa María del Guanay.
Once again, you're listening to Gotan Project. Song called Santa Maria off their La Revancha del Tango album. Wow, from 2003. Before this, the Pacific Harp Project with a song called Sonatine. Up next, artist named Federico Abele, song called La Esquina from his Panamericana album. If you're just tuning in, my name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from Hawaii People's Fund, bridging community funds and community action through collective philanthropy. Learn about recent grantees and more at changenotcharity.org. That's changenotcharity.org. And a huge, once again, shout out to Nancy Alec, just because she's awesome.
Y los años van sin poder soltar los recuerdos de la ayer. Así mirándolos pasar y volver. Esos recuerdos del ayer. A través de la esencia de mil jazmines se filtra todo tu calor. Los pétalos de tus labios buscando sobre los míos apagar su sed. Sembrando
Listening to Lalo Schifrin from the More Mission Impossible soundtrack, a song called The Danube Incident. If it sounds familiar to you, it was sampled, this part in particular, by a group called Portishead in their album, from their album Dummy. The song is called Sour Times. We're actually, just for kicks, we're going to listen to that right now. Because we can. Because it's radio. There you go.
Sinful screens bear the facts, assume the die and the vows.
circumstance resides. Nobody loves me, it's true, not like me do.
You're listening to Portershed off their Dummy album, a song called Sour Times. Before that, Lalo Schifrin with the Danube Incident. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Setlist can be found up on my website at djmrnick.com or at hpr2.org by just going to music, finding Bridging the Gap, and you'll see it there. Up next, brand new music from Andra Day from her Cheers to the Fall album. The song is called Forever Mine, and a big thanks to Fluid Floyd Kendall for turning me on to this one.
Making moves and losing out, played so many times before, and there ain't nothing to brag about. But this must be your new bro. When you count them singing blue moon, you turn me all the way around. And I'm tired of the fine line. I just want you to be. I'm
so long. The lights are on, but no one's home.
This is, of course, Amy Winehouse with He Can Only Hold Her. You're tuned to KIPO Honolulu, KIPM Waikapu, KHPH Kailua Kona, KIPH Hana, KIPL Lihui, and KAHU Pahala, streaming live on the web at hpr2.org.
The man that he longs to be.
It's 7:06 in the islands on HPR2, member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. We're Bridging the Gap with Nicholas Yee.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry. I'm going to Strawberry.
That's a group called Las Cafeteras with a song called El Zapatero. Well, before that, you heard La Santa Cecilia, song called, the covering, of course, Strawberry Fields Forever, off their Someday New album. Anyway, coming up next, an interview with Hector Flores from Las Cafeteras, who performed tomorrow evening at Hawaii Theater at 7:30. They're a Los Angeles band who mixes Afro-Mexican rhythms into kind of a remix of traditional sonerocho sounds. They fuse mirimbo and cajon, that's that kind of drum that you sit on, some kind of like slam poetry in English and Spanglish, and then instruments like jarana, renquito, donkey jawbone, known as quejada, and there's a wooden platform that you dance on called a tarima. Tarima. Las Cafeteras perform this Sunday at Hawaii Theater at 7:30, and more information can be found at hawaiitheater.com or by calling them tomorrow between the hours of 9 and 5. And I couldn't buy tickets online today, so something's up with their system. But anyway, once again, an interview with Hector Flores from Las Cafeteras. Whoops. There we go. Sheesh.
So my name is Hector Flores. I play with the band Las Cafeteras, and we're an urban folk punk group out of Los Angeles who started out playing traditional Afro-Mexican music rooted in Mexico. But because we grew up in LA, we mixed up all the sounds and colors that are natural to us: reggae, hip-hop, cumbia, ska. I think there is an evolution of music that is occurring. And not because of us, I think it's been happening, where you have, because of migration and the diaspora of people moving to different parts of the world at a rate that hasn't been done before. You have now not only the mixing of foods, like, because I would, you know, here in Hawaii, right, like, you have Japanese, Chinese, Native, you know, foods that, like, come together and create a cuisine that you couldn't, it's not Chinese, it's not Japanese, it's not like Native Hawaiian food, right? It's something else. And there isn't a name for it. I don't know if there is or is not. So I think for us, the music is like a really beautiful and new soup. So it's kind of like you listen to our music and you sort of travel to the past, while at the same time you're listening to the future of like Latino music, you know? So it's sort of like this ancient, you hear and you're like, oh wow, this is this old time music. And then at the same time, we're gonna drop something and you're like, oh wow, they're doing some new things. And so it's a really good mix of, I think, like traditional with like modern stories and modern that we really do. So Son Jarocho music comes from southern Veracruz, Mexico. Veracruz is a state in Mexico, and it's from the southern part. And it's interesting about Veracruz is it was a port. Veracruz was like housed a port that sort of was the key entry point for the African slave trade. So bringing the Africans from the Caribbean to Mexico, what we know today as Mexico, was brought in through Veracruz. So there was a mixing of African, indigenous, Spanish, Arabic beats, rhythms, and rhymes and stories, which created this music called Son Jarocho. And Son Jarocho's sort of a style of music that incorporates poetry, stringed instruments, call and response, dancing, the zapateado. So all these elements create this traditional form, which is very interesting to call it traditional because it comes from so many places. But we, as young kids from migrant parents and first and second generation, we started learning in Los Angeles. And we learned this traditional sort of African-Mexican, what we call Afro-Mexican music, in Los Angeles, which really paid homage to the African roots, the indigenous roots, which is something that's not talked about in our culture. In the United States, there's U.S. history, and it forgets its native history, and it forgets its Mexican roots and things like that, you know, because all southwestern United States used to be Mexico, and all that used to be native land, and so you don't talk about that. And so we found this musical form that not only talked about it, but sang about it, created poetry about it. But we're from LA. We're not from Mexico. Many of our parents are. And so we sort of, you know, we started mixing things in sounds that we felt really great playing. And sort of like, you know, creating something like old and new. And so like we play this traditional music, but we're not traditionalists. And there's people who play Son Jarocho and we do not sound like them. Nor are we trying to. We pay homage, but at the same time we are very clear that we're trying to play things that are very real to us, you know?
So have you gotten any flack for mixing it up?
Yeah, man. If people are mad, you're not doing it right, you know? Like, I think, you know, it's interesting. So I identify as a Chicano. A Chicano is a person who was born in the United States, who has roots in Latin America, specifically Mexico. But it's someone who's very proud of their culture, their language, their heritage, their color, you know, and is not ashamed of that. So I come from a Chicano sort of identity that's really an identity of resistance. And then I learned this traditional music that's really about keeping things, you know, pure. And so when you have this sort of this culture of resistance with this culture of traditionalism, something new is going to occur. And not everybody digs it. And that's okay. That's okay. And I think having, as long, you know, there's a saying, we want to create a world where many worlds exist, you know? Like, I believe in that. And we don't all have to like the same thing. I don't like watermelon, and some people trip out, you know? It's okay, you know? But I love mango. But I love strawberries. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, there's an African proverb, too. It says, if you can walk, you can dance. And if you can talk, you can sing. And in that spirit, we learned how to play this music. Not in school. Many of us grew up working class and learned how to play music in a community center. And with that spirit, we've been able to play and learn and keep on growing and wanting to tell stories about who we are. Because we exist as Chicano people, as brown people, as Latino people in the United States. And our stories are vital to the fabric of the United States, and we want to let people know that we're here and we ain't going nowhere, you know?
You just heard an interview with Hector Flores from Las Cafeteras, who play tomorrow night at the Hoy Theater. Gotta let this song play out and play one more from them, their redo of La Bamba from their album It's Time. If you're just tuning in, my name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Once again, you're listening to Las Cafeteras, who play tomorrow night at Hoy Theater. Tuning in, my name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here in member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. And support for Bridging the Gap comes from Diamond Head Theater presenting Agatha Christie's murder mystery, The Mousetrap, on stage through February 21st. Tickets at diamondheadtheater.com. Any questions or comments, don't hesitate to give me a call at 808-792-8241. Or drop me an email at djmrnick@gmail.com. That's right to me. Or let us know how we're doing here at the station at mail@hawaiipublicradio.org. And it is your radio station. So really, we love the feedback. Good, bad, really bad, really good. We do love it. So djmrnick@gmail.com. Also, well, of course, we always say think about becoming a sustaining member here of Hawaii Public Radio. And if you are a member already, once again, thank you so much for your support of this wonderful radio station that we all call home. Anyway, getting back to the music, some Ozo Motley, a song called Esa Morena.
Si te quieres. qué sentimiento me da. Cada vez que yo me acuerdo de los rumberos famosos, qué sentimiento me da.
Ya me negaba labio de buirí, ya me metaba labio de buirí.
Behind me, you're listening to an artist named Zanzinho. Song called Arrastao coming off the Chill Brazil summer compilation. Before this, from the Buena Vista Social Club, artist named Ibrahim Ferrar. Song called Bruca Manigua. Before that, Los Hecharos. Song called Chano off their album Pilon. My name is Mr. Nick, and we are bridging the gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Up next, we're going to really change it up. Artist named 07 off their Yeah Ghost album, song called Mr. McGee.
Solutions got to find a way. Yes or no, nothing ever dies. Everything that's true will survive. It's just changing from day to day. Everything what's true is bound to stay.
Thank you.
solutions got to find a way. Yes or no, nothing ever dies. Everything that's true will survive. It's just changing from day to day. Everything what's true is bound to stay. We're living this life, got to give it all we got. It's 8 o'clock for just to see. They're playing all the tricks on us and we won't accept, don't believe. That's not how it's meant to be. As we live, we'll plant a seed, grow the tree, equality. Liberty should be not just a word.
Let me bring you up to speed with what you've been listening to. You just heard an artist named Radio Citizen off his album Berlin Serengeti, a song called Everything, featuring Baika on vocals. Before that, 07 with a song called Mr. McGee off their album Yeah Ghost. Before that, Zenzino with a song called Arrestal off their Chill Brazil Summer Compilation Volume Number 1. My name is Mr. Nick. We are Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio. Thank you for all the feedback tonight, people. Good, bad, all over the place. Any questions or comments, you can give me a call, 808-792-8241. I'm live in the station for the next 7 minutes or so. Any questions or comments also can drop me a line at djmrnick@gmail.com. That's my email. And let us know how we're doing here at the station at mail@hawaiipublicradio.org. The set list can be found on our website here at the station at hpr2.org by going to the show grid and finding Bridging the Gap. You just heard Thievery Corporation, song called Sol Topado, or The Covered Sun. Before that, Charles Bradley being backed up by the Manahan Street Band off the album No Time for Dreaming. The song was called Since Our Last Goodbye. Before that, Radio Citizen with a song called Everything featuring Baika on vocals. My name is Mr. Nick, closing out this session of Bridging the Gap here on member-supported Hawaii Public Radio, KIPO Honolulu, KIPM Waikapu, KHPH Kailua Kona, KIPH Hana, KIPL Lihui, and KAHU Pahala, with translator K264BL in Honolulu. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for all the feedback, everybody. And we'll see you next week. Stay tuned for Seth Marker with The Real Deal coming up in just a few minutes.